In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about something that a lot of people don't like to talk about. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. If you found this episode, there's a good chance it might be meant for you. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, this is Rachel, your host of Social Media Secrets. So I'm really excited to talk about this topic today because business brings up a lot. I have to laugh just for a second there because otherwise, if we don't laugh, it feels really heavy, right? And oftentimes, there's so many feelings and junk and things that come up in business. And I'm not going to share what mine were, but there was a day where I was creating a list of YouTube videos that I wanted to create. And there's this set of topics that are next level topics that I have never been able to talk about. And there are these things that I know are so important. They're going to serve so many people. They're going to challenge people to think to the next level. And every time I look at this list of next level topics, I feel so triggered. And I was like, why in the world would that be? And so, oddly enough, I started thinking about it, went to sleep, woke up the next day, and the next morning, as I was doing work in business, we're currently in a work sprint where I'm working a lot more than normal just for the next 2 weeks, and then we're done for a long time. But I'm working from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, and then writing in my book from like 10 to 11-ish, sometimes 10:30 to 11:30, depending on if I work out or not. And so the cool thing is about being in a season of this much work intentionally, this is a sprint, this is not my everyday pace, but it's forcing me to get more creative. It's forcing me to face things that are very uncomfortable. And I started to realize that a lot of things in my business were actually signs of several things. Number one, past trauma, realized and unrealized, things that shaped my understanding of the world, things that shaped my belief in myself, things that negatively impacted the way that I show up in the world. And on the flip side, triggers and things that I avoid in order to feel all those feelings. And so what's interesting is I just started working with an amazing therapist. I've worked with therapists, counselors, coaches, mentors, like all of the above. I've paid for a lot of different types of programs. And I am going to say this. A lot of times people say money can't buy you happiness. And once your basic needs are met, to some extent, I can absolutely agree with this. But money can help you to pay for healing and growth. It can help you to pay for whatever that looks like, whether that's, and I'm going to include a lot of different journeys, even if they're not the ones that I would take. But if that includes counseling or therapy, some people will do these like wild, like ayahuasca or MDMA journeys. I don't personally want to move right into those at this time. I'm hoping we can figure out my problems through counseling and therapy. But what's so cool is money and building a successful business gives you the ability to grow a lot faster and heal. And when you find an amazing therapist, your business starts bringing up all of these different things. It starts to bring up triggers and things that you're avoiding and things you're scared of. And the problems and challenges you experience in your business are, in this is my belief, of course, and some other people's beliefs, they're brought to you to help to illuminate an area for healing and growth. So I kept coming back to these same things over and over again. Why is it that I keep attracting this certain type of person into my friend circle? Why is it that rejection in business hurts my feelings so deeply? And I mean like really deeply. And so we started really kind of diving into these things in therapy. And I'm not going to share with you what the answers have been because I'm still going through it. But even as I work with other people, supporting them in business, there's a point where, and this is just being honest, there's a point where business coaches and mentors need to draw a boundary and say, hey, listen, I think it'd be really good for you to talk to someone with all the love in the world, with all the respect for what we do, but to say, hey, listen, I think it's time for you to maybe go into some serious healing. I think maybe it's time for you to connect with a therapist. And this was so big because sometimes people would be like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I keep, you know, getting turned down by all these clients and I just don't think I'm worthwhile. And the truth is, anyone who's been through like therapy and healing knows that sometimes there are deep rooted beliefs and patterns and blueprints for our life that were created when we were young through small incidents, big incidents that we don't even realize still affect us every single day. And so many people like try to like muscle through it, or there's this mentality of, if I try hard enough, I'll be able to get through it. Or if I don't talk about it, it will never come back up. Or it goes on and on and on. And there's a part of me that does feel like in the business space and in the mentorship space, a lot of times people encourage you to push through it and basically get over it. And I'll be honest, I was a part of that movement for a while. And then the same things kept coming up over and over and over again in different ways, different packages. I didn't realize that it was actually going to be a gift that I would finally get to heal from those things. And so I just want to share this today because, like I said, it's not talked about in the business space a lot. But even for people who grew up in healthy homes, I think we all have different levels of healing and growth to do. And there is nothing wrong with saying, hey, listen, I think I'm outside of my skill set here. Or even, it's hard for me to see what's coming up. And connecting with an amazing person who specializes in healing journeys, especially for anyone who's been through any kind of trauma. Apparently, there's big T and little T, which kind of made me laugh. And I like to personally laugh through my journey because there are times where I cry and there are times where I laugh, and I like to enjoy this journey of healing and therapy. But there's big T and there's little T trauma, and a lot of people do have little T trauma. So when people in your life say like, hey, have you considered talking to someone in counseling or therapy? There is no shame involved in that. And sometimes it can be an amazing thing that helps us to quickly heal and uncover things. I wanted to talk about it because it's crazy to me that healing is still looked down upon. People don't talk about it. People say like, just work harder and you won't have time to deal with your problems. Okay. There's a lot. There's a lot to that. And the truth is, I really believe that if we could all hustle our way out of healing, a lot of us would. But that's why it boils up in different ways. That's why secret anger bubbles up. That's why people have breakdowns. That's why, like, you can't hustle your way through healing. And sometimes it's okay to ask for a little extra help. And we need to stop acting like it's not. I hope this episode has served you. I don't have much to say. I don't have anything to say beyond that. I think this is what some people needed to hear today. I hope this episode was great for you. And if it was a moment that kind of is on your journey and you realize, oh, I need some more support, there's no shame in that. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.